peoples of the world. Very worrying. There's probably another world making contact. That's never good. I ought to go there, but, according to my left elbow, there's a witch there already. She'll sort it out then, said a small and, for now, mysterious voice from somewhere near her feet. No, it can't be right. That's chalk country over that way, said Miss Tick. You can't grow a good witch on chalk. The stuff's barely harder than clay. You need good hard rock to grow a witch, believe me. Miss Tick shook her head, sending raindrops flying. But my elbows are generally very reliable. People say things like listen to your heart, but witches learn to listen to other things too. It's amazing what your kidneys can tell you. Why talk about it? Let's go and see, said the voice. We're not doing very well around here, are we? That was true. The lowlands weren't good to witches. Miss Tick was making pennies by doing bits of medicine and misfortune-telling. Ordinary fortune-tellers tell you what you want to happen. Witches tell you what's going to happen, whether you want it to or not. Strangely enough, witches tend to be more accurate but less popular. And slept in barns most nights. She'd twice been thrown in ponds. I can't barge in, she said. Not on another witch's territory. That never, ever works. But, she paused, witches don't just turn up out of nowhere. Let's have a look. She pulled a cracked saucer out of her pocket and tipped into it the rainwater that had collected on her hat. Then she took a bottle of ink out of another pocket and poured in just enough to turn the water black. She cupped it in her hands to keep the raindrops out and listened to her eyes. Tiffany Aching was lying on her stomach by the river, tickling trout. She liked to hear them laugh. It came up in bubbles. A little way away, where the riverbank became a sort of pebble beach, her brother Wentworth was messing around with a stick and almost certainly making himself sticky. Anything could make Wentworth sticky. Washed and dried and left in the middle of a clean floor for 5 minutes, Wentworth would be sticky. It didn't seem to come from anywhere. He just got sticky. But he was an easy child to mind, provided you stopped him eating frogs. There was a small part of Tiffany's brain that wasn't too certain about the name Tiffany. She was 9 years old and felt that Tiffany was going to be a hard name to live up to. Besides, she decided only last week that she wanted to be a witch when she grew up, and she was certain Tiffany just wouldn't work. People would laugh. Another and larger part of Tiffany's brain was thinking of the word susurrus. It was a word that not many people have thought about, ever. As her fingers rubbed the trout under its chin, she rolled the word round and round in her head. Susurrus. According to her grandmother's dictionary, it meant a low, soft sound as of whispering or muttering. Tiffany liked the taste of the word. It made her think of mysterious people in long cloaks whispering important secrets behind a door. Susurrus. She'd read the dictionary all the way through. No one told her you weren't supposed to. As she thought about this, she realised that the happy trout had swum away. But something else was in the water only a few inches from her face. It was a round basket, no bigger than half a coconut shell, coated with something to block up the holes and make it float. A little man, only 6 inches high, was standing up in it. He had a mass of untidy red hair, into which a few feathers, beads and bits of cloth had been woven. He had a red beard, which was pretty much as bad as the hair. The rest of him, that wasn't covered with blue tattoos, was covered with a tiny kilt. And he was waving a fist at her and shouting, "Crivens, gang awa, out o' here, you daft wee hinny! Where the green heed?" And with that, he pulled at a piece of string that was hanging over the side of his boat, and a second red-headed man surfaced, gulping air. "Nay time for fishing," said the first man, hauling him aboard. "The green heed's coming." "Crivens," said the swimmer, water pouring off him. "Let's off-ski." And with that, he grabbed one very small oar, and with rapid back-and-forth movements, made the basket speed away. "Excuse me," Tiffany shouted, "are you fairies?" But there was no answer. The little round boat had disappeared in the reeds. Probably not, Tiffany decided. Then, to her dark delight, there was a